Nolte, Zoran Mamdani blames reported Allahu Akbar stabbing on mental health. By John Nolte on July 24, 2026. Credible reports claim that the person who allegedly stabbed two men, one Jewish and one Asian, in New York on Thursday said Allahu Akbar. And New York's communist Islamist mayor Zoran Mamdani responded that the NYPD's New York Police Department initial investigation suggests that mental health may have been a factor. The NYPD responded immediately and arrested Raul Morales in connection with both assaults. And I am grateful to the officers for their swift response. The NYPD's initial investigation suggests that mental health may have been a factor, wrote the anti-Semitic mayor Thursday night on X. They are also evaluating these stabbings as potential hate crimes. These hateful and despicable attacks have no place in our city. Here's his full statement. We don't know all the facts yet, but what we know for certain is that Mamdani has repeatedly abused his position as mayor to stir up anti-Jewish hatred. Just this week, he lamented the fact that he cannot arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for genocide and then, in a petulant act of sour grapes, encouraged New Yorkers to take to the streets to protest Netanyahu's appearance at the United Nations. This is a city where, if anyone feels a level of frustration or opposition, protest is something that we will always respect, he told reporters of Netanyahu's visit. That New Yorkers can express themselves, whether they are in support or in opposition, no matter on whatever topic. Mamdani couches his Jew hatred into anti-Zionism, anti-Netanyahu, anti-genocide, pro-Palestinian rhetoric. But he's not fooling anyone, especially those Jew haters who find validation for their hatred coming from no one less than the mayor of America's largest city. Therefore, it makes perfect sense for Mamdani to try and downplay what right now looks like a hate crime inspired by his and the Democrat Party's ongoing support for intolerance of Jew hatred, blaming it on mental health. Last month, there were reports showing that hate crimes against Jews jumped by 150% in New York. Here's the other thing. The left's game plan, and this obviously includes the corporate media, is to activate and encourage unstable people to commit politically motivated violence and then blame mental health and not their own incitement. CNN has spent over a decade smearing President Trump as a unique danger to democracy, a Nazi, and a racist. Obviously, and I have been saying this for all of those 10 years, those are dog whistles to encourage his assassination. After all, it is a virtue to murder a Nazi, no? And CNN has been successful. Look at all the near misses their modern-day Manchurian candidates have had. Democrats, led by Governor Tim Walz, did the same in Minnesota. Activated their modern-day Manchurian candidates to attack ICE, up to and including sacrificing their own lives. In my opinion, and I'm still allowed to have one, Mamdani is doing the same against Jews and most especially Netanyahu, whom he would like to see assassinated. Mamdani is falsely accusing Netanyahu of genocide. Assassinating a leader committing genocide is a noble act, correct? Mamdani, Walz, and Jake Tapper are not going to go out and hire hitmen. But in a country of some 350 million, it's a pretty safe bet that if you repeat the same blood libels over and over and over and over and over and over for years, some unhappy, neurotic loser is going to receive your message. You want to bring meaning to your life? You want to be someone? You want to be a hero? Kill Trump, Netanyahu, Jews, ICE. Whether it's launching a civil war, creating the Ku Klux Klan, or using violence to enforce Jim Crow, Democrats always turn to violence to get what they want. They call us Nazis and seek to disarm us. That's not exactly subtle.